It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro. Additional sponsors include
Lloyd Gant Retirement Centers, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Brent Family Chiropractic, Dr. Megan Brent, Flexible Staffing, Lakeside Auto Service, Columbia School District, Kelly Express Mart, Phelps Towing, Michigan Center Schools, Lester Brothers, Center Machine and Tool, and Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Get set for 3 hours of girls basketball tonight on WKHM. It's district tournament week, and we're at Grass Lake for this double dip tonight. First game is, hey, let's face it, let's be honest, we're here to tell you the truth. Probably one of the biggest mismatches in the state. You've got Columbia Central, 19-2, just had a blowout win here Monday. And you've got Vandercook Lake, 0-20. So, to say Columbia is a heavy favorite would be laughable. They should breeze in this game, but we'll see what happens. Now, you win this game, and man, you got your work cut out because you're going to play either Michigan Center or Grass Lake, and they play round three of their great series tonight in the nightcap. Should be around 7:15 tonight on WKHM. We also have the Jackson High game tonight, Jackson High and Northwest, and that's on the Power Cow, 95.9 tonight, with Steve Boyle, Paul Varner out at Northwest for that tilt. And the worst game of the night will be on ESPN 101.9 FM with the Pistons and whoever they are playing. Two teams loosening up, as we mentioned, Columbia Central, coached by Cody Cole. They have a very interesting assistant, and that is the legendary Jim Nelson, 19-2. They went 14-0. In the Lenaway, which is pretty remarkable. And Vandercook went 0-14 in the Cascades. Let's take a 2 minute break, and we'll come back, get the starters, and jump this first game up with Columbia Central, Vandercook Lake on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
GOC back at Grass Lake. We have some room, but we've had a lot of the Michigan Center fans have showed up early tonight because they want to make sure that they have a seat for the second game. And we have certainly some people from Grass Lake in here. As we get the starting lineups for Columbia, they'll go with Elizabeth Curry. She is a junior. Lexi Collins has been an outstanding player for Coach Cody Cole. Junior Gracelyn Miller, junior Taya Fletcher, and freshman Zoe Baum. The starting five for 19-2, Columbia Central. Vandercook looking for their first win. Their starters are senior Ann Leach and senior Erica Cheney, with sophomore Shelby Moore and juniors Abby Riddle and Kate Leach. They're coached by Terrence Willis. And boy, you don't wish an 0-20 season on anybody. It has been a rough one at Vandercook. To put it in perspective, they played Michigan Center recently and lost 80-8 in a clock runner. We have a mismatch right on the opening tip. Zoe Baum, big freshman, probably has a 6-inch height advantage on the tap, and she wins that tap to Lexi Collins. And Columbia sets up their offense against a kind of a 2-3 chasing zone here to start for Vandy. Collins lobs it into Baum in the corner. Here's a three. Try good. Taya Fletcher drills one from the Coffin corner, and 3-0. Vandy double team. They get an open look from about 15. That's short. That was Erica Cheney. And here comes Columbia with a 3-0 lead. Lexi Collins. Vandy defensively really leaving the wings wide open. And here's a little runner inside, good by Fletcher. She has 5 points already here in the first minute. Vandy playing a 2-3 zone, but they really left the wings open. Nice drive to the bucket for Vandercook's Shelby Moore. That's a different number. We've got some bad numbers on our program. That's always helpful to the broadcaster. So they must have could have changed some jerseys. Kate Leach has it knocked away. Vandy picks it up. It's 5-2. As Vandercook has a loose ball. They've just scored their first points of the night. Abby Riddle outside. Threw it away, but it was tapped out by Columbia. Just underway on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world. Inbound to Cheney. She drives on the baseline, and that shot is nowhere near the basket. Here comes Columbia with Gracelyn Miller. Collins long by. Oh, she hit it. That wasn't anywhere near the three line. 8-2, Columbia. Vandy, here's a double team. Steal. And here comes Collins. Short jumper. Good. About a six-footer. Quick timeout for Vandy. 10-2 right out of the gate here for Columbia. Quick break, 30 break, and we'll be back. All Columbia early on WKHL.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
My goodness, here's another steal by Columbia. Collins out of control. Probably should have got a charge. The ball went out of bounds. Wow, and they give it to Columbia. And Collins is open, high arc, and that's short. And there's a reach-in foul on Gracelyn Miller. No seniors on a 19-2 Columbia Central team. That makes a coach smile for next year. Vandy throws it over the zone press. Now they throw it away. And Collins down the middle. Dumps it inside. Baum turns and scores off the glass. That's just too easy. 12-2. Zoe Baum, the freshman. Baum knocks it away. They throw it away. Miller down all the way. Scoops, no, and a whistle. Oh, they call an offensive foul late. Called there by the official. Columbia got the got the ball. They really didn't run the break very well. They did not spread out. They really brought the defense right to the ball. Ended up getting a charge. Vandy down 10 early, reaching on Miller, and that's two quick fouls on Graceland Miller on the reach-in. GOC, Grass Lake has provided us with security at the table. Leon Hunt. There's a legend in the Cascades Conference. Leon Hunt guarding our table for us here. Here comes Columbia off of Vandy miss. And they're up halfway through this first, 12-2. Collins pass knocked away. That's out of bounds, and that will stay with Columbia. It was tipped out by Kate Leach. Columbia the inbound underneath. Three out of the corner, air ball. Vandy's got the rebound. And they work their way into the front court. Almost lost it again. Get it back for Alvia Smith. Just came into the game. That should have been a double dribble. Shot blocked by Baum again. She's had three blocks already. The big freshman, there's a travel. They let it go. Pass inside. Smith can't do anything with Baum in there. Here's a dribble. Shot short. And off the glass, they miss a layup. And a foul call on Vandercook. Hustling effort, though, by Shelby Moore. Michaela Granger in for Vandercook. They only have two seniors on the roster. So a lot of underclassmen here. Baum, they are wide open on the wing. That shot won't go. Baum had it, lost it. Ball on the floor. That'll be a held ball. And the arrow gives it to Columbia. They lead 12-2. We have just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter on WKHM. Press on. Little zone. Oh, there's a walk. Official let it go. And they get a 3-on-2. Another block by Baum. And here's the outlet. Collins lays it up and in good. Nice break by Columbia after another block. That's four by Zoe Baum, the freshman. And another steal. And another layup. Good. Taya Fletcher and another timeout. Vandercook. 16-2. 2:22 to go in the first. And we have a full timeout. Let's take a break for a minute. We'll be back on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
GOC back here at Grass Lake. And Vandy has turned it over again. Terrence Willis has already taken two timeouts here in the first 6 minutes. Vandy sits back in that little 2-3 zone, and they get a steal. Sloppy pass by Fletcher, and it was picked off. Here comes Kate Leach. Kicks it way down in the corner, and there's one. Just inside the three line. That was Michaela Granger. One of the few open shots that Vandercook has been able to garner here in the first. Here's a big girl in the game. Driving to the basket, that's Tadisa Brown. She is a sophomore, or Tadessa Brown. And she is fouled. We'll go to the line. She is a sophomore, and I'm going to... She looks to be 6'11", 6'1", maybe. Probably the biggest player out here. And free throw a little short, a 14-footer. Yeah, we had a good senior convention here before the game with myself, Leon Hunt, and Bob Shannon. Goodness, those stories, pretty good. Out of the Cascades Conference going back into the 60s and 70s. We should have aired that. Probably couldn't. Here's a ball out of bounds, and that will stay with Vandy at 16-4. Columbia going for their 20th win of the year. And they get another steal. Boy, the freshman, very active Zoe Baum defensively. And they get another wide open look in the corner, in and out, that triple. And Vandy gets a rebound. Pretty good job there by Shelby Moore. Took that away from Baum. And here's a wing jumper, won't go. And the big girl Brown, Tedessa Brown, got the rebound. She brings it up herself. She's a sophomore. Whittles her way into the lane and will get a reach in. And that's the third team foul on Columbia, so no shots. 43 seconds left. Brown walks. And Vandy gets it back off the Columbia turnover. 41 seconds. Down a dozen here. And they turn it over again. They save it at the midline. They're just trying to get anybody open for an open. They've had five shots blocked here. And they throw it away. Goodness. Right into the Columbia cheering section. This place is just about, it's not quite full, but just about. If you're planning on coming out for the big one at 7, this is going to be an absolute powder keg in here. Here's Brown inside, and she's hammered as she goes up with 9 seconds. Columbia coached by Cody Cole. Tedessa Brown, the sophomore. Big girl, lanky. She looks like a girls basketball player. And she knocks that in. Good looking free throw, 17-4. And she has one more. People continue to pour in here. This will be full here in 10 minutes. That free throw, no, out of bounds, and it's tipped out by Elizabeth Curry. See if Vandy can get a shot off. I'm skeptical. 5 seconds. Oh, they pick up the dribble. They do get an open look, but she just throws up an air ball off the wing. That was Abby Riddle. After one quarter, really as expected, Columbia 17, Vandercook 4. Back in a minute with the second on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway. Vandy an early miss, and here comes Columbia. Vandy still in that zone, so they're giving up some outside shots, and there's a triple. Lizzie Curry, top of the circle, crafty left-hander, bombs it in, and it's 20-4. Vandy dumps it inside, and they dump it right off the wall, out of bounds. Another turnover for Columbia. K Kennedy Tompkins, a sophomore, out there right now with Sydney Collins. A lot of the starters on the bench. Here's a miss, and that looked like Brown tipped it out, but they're gonna give it to Columbia. Long triple, goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Kennedy Tompkins. That's crazy. That's LeBron range there. And you guessed it, Vandy has turned it over again. And Columbia's up 23-4. And they really have their starters on the bench. And Vandercook 0-20, you know they don't have a lot coming off the bench to come into the game. Whereas it looks like Columbia's got a couple girls that are pretty good coming in off the bench. Here's a reach in. No, they call a foul on Vandy on an elbow on Abby Riddle. 6:20 till halftime. Riddle has three fouls. Vandy has five. She has three of them. Lexi Collins back in. Brown inside. Beautiful passing play by Columbia. They free up Brown right at the low block. And she easily lays it in, and it's 25-4. And Vandy has turned it over again. One more time. They have 4 points and about 14 turnovers here in the first, and this is certainly not unexpected. In fact, that first quarter, down 17-4, was by far not their worst quarter of the year. Here's Brown. She lost it, and it's the girls' basketball held ball there, where you have 18 hands on it. Here's a inbounds pass. That goes down. We had a held ball, and that will go to Vandercook. Vandy in the front court. Just trying to get somebody open for an open look, and it's been a problem. And Terrence Willis takes a timeout because they had the ball trapped in the corner. Some great sponsors with us tonight. The Lloyd Ganton Retirement Centers. Lloyd would have loved that pregame chat we had here with Leon Hunton and Bob Shannon. Brooklyn Plumbing and Heating. Brent Family Chiropractic. Dr. Megan Brent, Flexible Staffing, Lakeside Auto Service, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, of course, our title sponsor all week, in fact, the entire tournament run here on the radio. The Columbia School District, Kelly Express Mart, tonight on this tilt, 25-4. 5:19 till halftime. And Vandercook front court. Man defense, 5 second call. Erica Cheney could not get rid of the ball. She's one of two seniors really on the floor. No seniors for Columbia and just two for Vandercook. Lexi Collins to Brown inside, up and, oh, missed the bunny. Got it back, missed that, got fouled. It's So Brown has made her presence felt after kind of a struggling start, and she's back at the line. She's a sophomore, will only get better, be a key player for them. Next year, did not start the game. Free throw, no. Wide left. Kind of like a Detroit Lion field goal. Wide left. And that one is in and out. Missed them both. And Vandy gets the rebound. Good rebound there by Ann Leach. To Moore. They had an open. Oh, there's a bad pass. That's knocked away. Vandy saved it, though. Maybe. Oh, wow. She just shoved right out of bounds. And that one. Goodness. Official must not have seen that right in front of him. I don't know what he was looking at. And they give the ball to Columbia. Columbia girl just shoved her right into the second row. Player and ball. And they gave it to Columbia. .428 to go in a snail's pace of a second quarter. There is absolutely zero flow to the second quarter. And we're back at the line now with Zoe Baum shooting a 1-1. 7 team fouls on Vander Cook. The freshman, yes, and she'll get another one. Boy, good-looking freshman here. And Columbia went 14-0 in the Lenaway. That is hard to do. Some of those road venues that they play at and those bus trips. Vandy has thrown it away just one more time. And Lexi Collins, long three. No. Baum the rebound, put back. Good. .428 to .428. Boy, Vandy's been stuck on four. Did they steal that again? They did at the midline. All the way up and missed the bunny. That was Kennedy Tompkins who missed the layup. Another takeaway. And that was slapped out of bounds. Columbia will keep it. .428 to .428, 3:35 to go. Collins again a three. That's in and out. Rebound, scramble on the floor. Baum, a running right-hand hook. No. And a foul on Columbia going after the rebound. That's on Lexi Collins, her first. Just four team fouls, no free throws. And Vandy has had trouble really just getting it past the center line. They dump it inside. Moore walks with it. She went to shoot it. Baum was going to reject it. She didn't want that, so she took the travel. Three to go in the first. Collins to Fletcher. Fletcher to Baum. Fletcher. Outside. Looks like Vandy is, now they've jumped into a man-to-man defense. Lob it in for Baum. That's intercepted. Baum got it back. They call a hell ball. That will stay with Columbia. One thing, you get in a game like this, you're a very good team. You can get into some bad habits. Collins is banged and knocked around as she goes to the basket, no call. Baum on the baseline, air ball. Columbia's really not shot the ball well. Vandy gets a rebound with a frustrated Shelby Moore. Moore drives on Baum, blocked by Baum. Pretty good kick out, ball fake, off the glass, no. And the rebound, Columbia. Liz Curry brings it right down the middle. Into the corner. Collins right to the bucket. And, oh, missed the bunny. Put back good by Zoe Baum. 30-4. Leach for Vandy and Leach. Pass out of bounds. It was kicked out by Taya Fletcher. Vandercook has not scored in the quarter. This was 17-4 after one. Lissa Stewart, a freshman, in for Columbia. Here's an air ball out of the corner. Collins is loose on the breakaway layup. Good. Leon Hunt would call that a cherry pick right there for Lexi Collins. 32-4. Vandy shut out here in the quarter. They just cannot, and they throw it away again. And Fletcher scores and a foul. Oh, they call an offensive foul on Fletcher. Not sure about that. Neither is Cody Cole. But you're not going to do a lot of arguing when you're up 32-4. And we're closing in on a running clock here in this for the second half. 103 till halftime. And, oh, they did? Okay, they turned the call around. They changed the call. They gave Fletcher the basket, and she's at the line. I think Jim Nelson talked him into that. Yeah. Free throw is no good. Baum the rebound, lost it, got it back. Collins to the freshman Stewart. Baum inside, turns and missed it. Got it back. Baum got a foul just for being too strong. Four. 42 seconds. They lost it again. You can't make it up. And Columbia misses a layup. Put back, no. More of the rebound for Vandy. They are being shut out here in the quarter. Smith brings it up. Here's a three air ball. Bomb to Lexi Collins with 10. Backs it out. Bomb. Hammer. No call. And that'll end the half. Mercifully. Vandercook is shut out in the second quarter. And Columbia scores 17 in the first, 17 in the second. They have really not shot the ball really well. If they were shooting the ball well, this would be completely ludicrous and it really not very competitive at the moment. 34-4. Let's take a three-minute break. Here we're at the half at Grass Lake. Again, coming up after this tilt around 7 o'clock. It's Grass Lake and Michigan Center, round 3 on WKHM. Back in a few.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor back at Grass Lake. We're at halftime of game one of two. And we have just about a full house here right now. If you're waiting around to come out for the 7 o'clock game, which I'm anticipating will probably start a little after 7, more in the probably the 7:15 ballpark. There's not many seats to be had at the moment. There are a few. 34-4 with no surprise Columbia on top and rolling, and Coach Cody Cole playing all of his players. And I would say Columbia's probably on the offensive end, it really hasn't played that well. Defensively, Vandy can't get anything, can't get a shot up, and they have turned the ball over at least a dozen times right out at the half-court line. They have just had a nightmare, and 4 points all in the first quarter. They went 0-for in the second. So, again, it's Center and Grass Lake. They split during the regular season. Grass Lake won early in the season at Michigan Center. Then, of course, we had the game here at Grass Lake later on. Very impressive performance by Michigan Center. They won by about 10, but they really, I thought they dominated Grass Lake physically in that game. And we'll see what adjustments Grass Lake is making. You know, one point about that game, Gabriel Luchka, who went on and had the 56-point game against Manchester, was in foul trouble in that game, too, at Michigan Center. And they can. She's really the physical player, physical presence for Grass Lake, and they cannot really afford to get her into foul trouble. So that was certainly a factor in game two. Northwest Jackson, that's on the Power Cow, 95.9 tonight with Steve Boyle. And that should be getting underway right at 7 o'clock. They have a 5:30 game there that should be an absolute doozy with Holt and Okemos. Western's over at Chelsea tonight. They play at 7 o'clock. They'll be heavy favorites to beat Hillsdale and roll into that final. The big news over there, Chelsea upset by Eaton Rapids. Eaton Rapids playing Onstead tonight, probably a favorite in that game. So if you're looking into the crystal ball, we're looking at maybe an Eaton Rapids Western final over at Chelsea. And big doubleheader at Lumen tonight at 5:30. Leslie Napoleon, and 7 o'clock, Lumen Christi and Concord. Lumen coming off their biggest win in years, the upset win over Springport. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow across the network of stations. 2 minute break, and we'll come back. Second half coming up. Columbia 34, Vandy 4 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor back at Grass Lake. Vandercook just scored a basket. It's their first basket in about a half hour. 36-6 Columbia. We have Superintendent Pam Campbell with us. Pam, nice looking team.
We got a great team, and not only are they good basketball players, but they're wonderful young ladies.
Absolutely, and boy, the coach has to be smiling. They're all back next year. This is a young group.
That's right. We've got freshmen that start and a sophomore and a couple juniors.
I mentioned to go 14-0 in the Lenawee is miraculous with those road trips and those venues you guys had to play in.
That's right. And they're wonderful kids, and they stayed up on their studies. One of the young ladies is set to be maybe valedictorian next year. So they're smart, beautiful, wonderful kids.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, have a great day.
Congratulations. 38-6, 35, we believe, is a running clock here. Here's a travel on Columbia, but Vandy has scored. They went scoreless in the second quarter. Got an early bucket here. Oh, there's a walk. The official wasn't even looking. And this is a tough game to officiate because you'd like to let some of this stuff go. You can't call everything. And Vandy has probably turned it over 20. They almost turned it over again there. Now the ball's loose. And what do they call? They call a timeout. That's crazy. I don't know how you can get a timeout. The ball's loose on the floor, and they gave Vandy a timeout. 38-6, 6:15 to go, and boy, this is going to be a noisy operation here for game two. But well-schooled Columbia team, very impressive. This freshman, Zoe Baum, the sophomore, Tedessa Brown, a couple big girls inside. But what will they do against superior competition? We will find out here Friday. Lexi Collins in the bomb. She's triple teamed and lost it. Probably got fouled. No call. Vandy all the way down. Missed the layup. And we'll probably get a call here, and we will, on Abby Riddle on a reach-in. And here comes Columbia. Collins knocked down. Oh, wow, this is just football. Now, look at wild scramble. They call a held ball. Very physical. That looked like a fumble on Golf Avenue there. Wow, a rare palming violation called on Columbia. Kelly Express Mart. Lakeside Auto Service, flexible staffing. Good to have them with us. And, of course, our presenting sponsor, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro. Make that car look like brand new with Trips Ceramic Pro. Check that out. Here is another steal. Collins got knocked down, though, and Moore throws one in. Shelby Moore. Boy, she deserved that. She has worked hard. Here's a steal, Vandy. And get a layup. No, put back. No, and a foul. 38-8, so they've cut it down to 30. And at the gift shop here is Ann Leach. .446 to go here in the third. Free throw, good. Yeah, I see Tim Hoffman in the building. I might guess that Tim might be officiating this second game. Two free throws. Nice job there. Annie Leach, the senior. 38-10. Zoe Baum. Drive to the back. Great dish to Baum. She scores. Sensational pass by Taya Fletcher. Dumped it off to Baum for the bunny. Forty to ten. Dribble drive. Blocked by Baum. They're going to call her on the body. That was a good block up top, but little hip check there. Her second, Abby Riddle, back to the free throw line. Missed the first. She'll get one more. We're halfway through the third. And the building is beginning to resemble a sardine can here at Grass Lake. People keep flowing in. And there's a putback. Taya Fletcher on the putback, 42-11. And a foul, Elizabeth Curry. Yeah, this will be about 40 minutes. This will be a madhouse. Trust me. WKHM, WKHM.com, your live coverage. Brown back in. Might have got a piece of that shot. Vandy able to save it in the corner, and then they promptly throw it away. And Gracelyn Miller, we haven't called her name in a long time. Lexi Collins throws it away. Here comes Moore, a drop pass, and they drop the ball. Baum and Moore scramble for it. Baum picks it up. And the wraparound pass, a beauty by Taya Fletcher for the bunny. Gracelyn Miller, the beneficiary of that nice pass by Fletcher, and it's 44-11. Another block by Heidi Baum. She might have as many blocks as Vandy has points here. 2:47 to go in the third. Another loose ball. Erica Cheney picks it up. Moore. Dribble drive. And, wow, Shelby Moore has, she's going to be bruised up a little bit. She has played hard, though. She's been maybe the hardest working player out here tonight for Vandy. Number 13 in my media guide, but she's wearing number 3. Here's another collision. Boy, this is a collision sport tonight. We will get some bumps and bruises out of this tilt. Here's Moore driving on the freshman Baum. Shut her right down. Collins with a steal. Can't save it, though. And Vandy whips one for a wide open look. No. Baum the rebound. Kicks it out to Fletcher. Fletcher dribble drive up and no. Wow. They call Fletcher on a charge. I don't know about that call. I like Fletcher's game. She's a good player. She's a junior. Again, they'll all be back. Vandy threw it away again. They call a double dribble. Didn't get that either. 1:54 left here in the third. Kennedy Tompkins, the sophomore, in for Lexi Collins. Leach drives all the way off the window. 44-13. And Fletcher scores inside. Taya Fletcher. And Columbia up 33. Moore bags one in a triple. Shelby Moore, she worked for that all night. Fletcher on the wing to bomb for a layup. Fletcher's really had an outstanding third quarter for the girls from Lake Columbia. Vandy tried to turn it over, but they lost it to their own player. They force it inside. There's nothing there, but they'll get a foul. Brown was in there. That's 17 fouls. So Vandy will shoot free throws. And that first one is a grenade. One more for Ann Leach. And she missed that one. Brown the rebound. Tedessa Brown brings it up herself. Fletcher a three. No. Long rebound. Columbia first to the ball. That's Sydney Collins. At the top. Brown in the corner. Double teamed and dribbles it right out of bounds. I don't know how Columbia keeps that ball, but they do. That was right in front of us. She just dribbled the ball right out of bounds. They give it back to Columbia. Here's a loose ball, wild scramble. Look like a fumble on about the 22-yard line. Eight girls on the floor rolling around trying to get the ball with 14 seconds left here in the third. Fletcher, a three. Good. Great third quarter for Taya Fletcher. 51-16. That would be a 35-point lead in my book. Let's take a break for a minute. We'll be back on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back at Grass Lake, we're into the final quarter, 51-16. Vandy with the basketball. They get a shot off the wing and hit it. Ann Leach hit the jumper. Tedessa Brown. Fletcher, good save of an errant pass. Drives in and scores. Beauty again by Fletcher. She has been the best player on the deck in the second half. And it's 53-18. Brown knocks one into the seats. We're on the floor here in the corner at Grass Lake, right in front of the Grass Lake student section, as we were a couple weeks ago. That promises to be very noisy. Here's a throwaway. The ball's loose, and Columbia comes out with it. What else is new? And here's Fletcher loose. She scores and fouled. Taya Fletcher, all-state performance here in the second half. Wow. She has been outstanding for the Lady Golden Eagles. And she's at the free throw line. The junior rolls it in. Leon Hunt and myself trying to figure out about a running clock. So far, I haven't seen one. And here's Brown on a takeaway. Brown on the wing to Fletcher. At the top, dribble drive. Brown lost it. And here comes Vandercook. 6 minutes to go. 56-18. Another steal. You just can't make it up. Vandy must have 40 turnovers. A drive to the basket by Curry. 58-18. Lead is 40. Morris blocked by Brown. Good no call by the official. Thank you. Front court, Kennedy Tompkins. Brown. Fletcher. Collins inside. Here's a three. In and out. Put back. Good. Fletcher again. Fletcher, insane second half for Columbia. Vandy down to the... They seldom get it to the baseline. And they roll one in. Erica Cheney. They're stopping the clock. It's a 40-point lead. I'll have to check on that rule. Here comes Columbia. 4:35. Collins. Bomb wide open for the bunny. Vandy has turned it over again. I don't know if I've ever... I've done a million and 12 games. I don't think I've ever seen more turnovers in a game. It's just one after another, piling up after another. Lexi Collins... She's barely played in the second half. Blows right by the defense for a lay-in. Didn't really see that all night by Collins. That was a complete blow-by. 64-20. Vandercook a miss. Here comes Collins. A little out of control. She knocked down Erica Cheney. Ball out of bounds. Goes to Vandercook. Three minutes left. Steal, Fletcher. She's all alone. drives and scores. She got hit from behind by Cheney, made it anyway. Good no call. Vandy prolongs the misery with a timeout. Take a break for a minute, and we'll be back. Hopefully clean this up. 66-20, Columbia on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
GOC back at Grass Lake. Nice break for Columbia, and off the bench, Tamara Little. She's a freshman. Got to lay in. And here's a steal. And a layup. Lexi Collins. 70-20. Bandy with a miss. All the way, dribble drive. Wow. Gracelyn Miller will end up at the line. They are running the clock, finally. The lead is 50. Collins baseline drills it. Lexi Collins. There's an air ball for Vandy. We said that a time or two. Columbia front court. And a whistle and a foul on Abby Riddle. And with the clock running, that'll be an inbounds play. Collins. Three out of the corner, air ball. Bandy with 20 seconds. And they put one up with 15. No. Collins should just sit on it here and run the clock out. Looks like a 72-20 final. And there it is. No contest, 72-20 for Columbia Central over Vandy. 2-minute break. We'll come back and wrap this one up on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back, GOC, here at Grass Lake. Getting ready for the real madness here with Michigan Center's out, and Grass Lake, they're already out warming up. Our Trips Auto Shop Ceramic Pro player of the game, Taya Fletcher, for Columbia Central. She was just phenomenal in that second half when Coach Cody Cole really had a lot of his starters on the bench as Columbia went 17-14 and 17-0 in the first half. So essentially the game was over at halftime. And they end up winning 72-20. to get into this final here in the Friday night, the winner of the Grass Lake Center tilt coming up in just a couple. Thanks to our sponsors. We'll take a break here probably for 10, 12 minutes, and we'll be coming back for game two. The Lloyd Gann Retirement Centers, Brooklyn Plumbing and Heating and Air Conditioning, Brent Family Chiropractic, Flexible Staffing, Lakeside Auto, the Columbia School District. We had a cameo with their fine superintendent, Pam Campbell, in the third quarter. Kelly Express Mart and our presenting sponsor, Phil Tripp and Company, Tripp's Auto Shop, Tripp's Ceramic Pro, and our player of the game again, Taya Fletcher, the Columbia Central junior, who had just a phenomenal second half for Coach Cody Cole. Vandy wraps up, and what can you say, 0-21 season. They will have some players coming back, most of them back next year. Columbia Central will have them all back next year. But they're not worried about next year. They're worried about now, Friday night, because they will be running into a buzzsaw, whoever they match up with Friday. So again, our final, Columbia Central 72, Vandercook Lake 20.